Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
This is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio news report. And on the line with us, we have Brother Kwabena Rasuli of Clear the Airways Project. We will be speaking to him about the Me Too movement, the recent March for Our Lives, and how these various movements seem to ignore the impact of media in creating a harmful culture and environment in our society. Greetings to you, Brother Kwabena.
Scotty, how you doing today, man?
Doing the best I can. It's good to speak to you again about these very important issues. And again, I just want to commend the work that you and all those who work with Clear the Airways Project to inform the public about the harmful impact of the media that is being disseminated in the Black community over terrestrial radio airwaves. These are public airwaves. This isn't satellite radio we're talking about. We're not talking about anything that someone has to pay for. This is uncensored media that anyone can pull up with a radio receiver. So I just want to, again, commend you for your years of work on this issue. The first thing that I want to talk about, you know, this March for Our Lives, which is the result of the Parkland shooting that occurred, where you had 17 people, students and staff, who were killed by a suspected white supremacist. We're still trying to find out more about this guy's ideology. But as a result of that shooting, we've had marches occur over the weekend all over the country. There was a pretty large one in Washington, D.C. Then besides that, and of course, that movement is trying to address violence in the society, but it seems they're only concerned about school shootings and not the other shootings that occur in various communities across the United States. Then we also, over the past several months, have been hearing a lot about the Me Too movement, which was started by a Black woman who was addressing sexual violence in the Black community. But it was then, I would say, hijacked or co-opted by these white actresses in Hollywood. And we've seen a number of Hollywood producers get called out, and like Harvey Weinstein and what have you. But as I have monitored communications and information coming out about both of those movements I just spoke about, no one seems to have a part of their analysis is the culture that is being promoted through the media. And I know that y'all focus mainly on one aspect of media, and that is the radio airways, the public radio airways. But you know, we also have other forms of media like magazines. So with that said, there was a group. The name of this group is called the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. And as the name implies, they combat the sexual exploitation, mainly of women, but I would say something like that should be non-gender specific, as males and females, especially we're talking about young people, are the victims of sexual violence and exploitation. And this is really pronounced, you know, in some of this quote unquote rap music that we hear. with women participating in it. But this particular group, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, announced the victory. They said that they were able to get Walmart, and it has been confirmed Walmart will be removing this magazine, which targets young teenagers, primarily women. Cosmopolitan magazine will now be removed from the checkout of Walmart and be relocated to a more appropriate place, according to some of the press release. So if you would bear with me, I would like to play this 4-minute clip from the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, just to give people the information coming straight from them, and then we will follow that up with some commentary. So again, this is from the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. This is a video that they broadcast live on Facebook this past Tuesday.
Hi everyone, this is Haley Halverson from the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. Excited to talk to you today about yet another victory that our organization has had, addressing the way that corporate America sometimes promote sexual objectification and sexual exploitation. But today, corporate America has taken a big stand in the form of a victory against Cosmopolitan magazine. Walmart has been working with the National Center on Sexual Exploitation in collaboration in order to remove all Cosmopolitan magazines from their checkout aisles. That's right. All Cosmopolitan magazines will no longer be in Walmart checkout aisles, so you can go through and buy your groceries with your family knowing that you don't have to be exposed to this graphic and often degrading and offensive material. Instead, all of these magazines will be moved in isolation to the magazine racks so that you have to intentionally seek them out. Now, some of you probably know that we have had a long-standing campaign on the harms of Cosmopolitan magazine. This might seem like just an average teeny bopper magazine. It has bubblegum pink covers, and often Disney stars are on the cover to attract young girls into buying it. But inside the cover, this magazine is filled with not only hypersexualized images, which objectify women, but it's also filled with degrading, pornified written content that encourages its users to watch pornography, to engage in anal sex, in violent sex, in public sex, and more. All of this written in extremely graphic detail. And so we're very excited that Walmart is taking the stand, and it really does have an effect. You know, a nationwide survey was done that showed that 67% of the American public agrees that they do not think that Cosmopolitan magazine's covers are appropriate for children. And these were often in checkout aisles, so that they were at the immediate eye level of children as they were trying to go out. And so this is one less drop of hypersexualized media that's going to be bombarding people in their everyday lives, which does make a difference, especially in this Me Too culture that we're living in, where we really want a culture that will respect women and ensure their dignity is understood, instead of turning them into objects that their primary purpose is to be sexual pleasure objects for men. And we see that Cosmopolitan magazine really does teach the same messages about female sexuality to girls that Playboy teaches to boys, that women should always be available, should always be engaging in acts, even if they aren't comfortable with them. So Walmart has taken such an incredible stand. This is going to impact over 5,000 stores across the country. And this is in a large part because of you and because of individuals taking a stand. A huge company like Walmart or like Cosmopolitan magazine, it might seem like one person's voice doesn't have an impact, but it really does. So many people have been contacting Walmart through our projects at endsexualexploitation.org. And now you can join us in thanking Walmart. At endsexualexploitation.org/Walmart, we've got some tweets prepared. You can sign a thank you petition. And also, Walmart wants our help. If you see any Cosmopolitan magazines that are in the checkout aisles at your local Walmart, take a picture of it and email it to us at public@nicozy.com. And we'll let Walmart know. They want to enforce this policy. So let's join in thanking them. And thank you all so much for making this victory possible.
There was a spokeswoman for the National Center Against Sexual Exploitation. Quabena, as I was listening to her speak, man, she was using very similar language that I have heard you use in reference to so-called rap music. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are it's some comparison, but the main issue with the rap music today and as what's being played, this is just what's being played on the radio, it's just straight porn. It's no even holds bar. Actually, it's violent porn, you know, that's done, you know, to 10th degree worse than what's on Cosmopolitan. While it was playing, I did look up because I do remember that Nicki Garbage was on the cover of Cosmopolitan at one point a couple years ago. And so just to make their point. But, yeah, and that's good. Walmart pulled their commercials from a Clear Channel station. I mean, Clear Channel station in Jacksonville, Florida, years ago. They were playing that ratchet slop hop music. And it was Do Better Now to work with them to make them get their commercials. They had 17 stores in that area. And so they pulled their commercials because they were playing that sort of violent music. And so that needs to happen everywhere, man. And so I'm good, you know, good. I'm glad that happened, but we need to see that happen for our children, man. It goes like you were saying, the Me Too movement, the Never Again movement, the Time's Up movement. They seem to be ignoring the fact that the music is misogynistic and sexist. They're ignoring that.
Yes. Now, there was, in the wake of this announcement, Huffington Post, there was a writer, Rebecca Shapiro, who wrote this article in the business section of Huffington Post. And she also shared some tweets from people who are supposed to be a part of this so-called Me Too movement, who are attacking this group, the National Center Against Sexual Exploitation, as a conservative group. Now, I don't know if they have any kind of ties to the Republican Party. I would say that this is not really a political issue in terms of liberals versus conservatives, but I think that what they are doing is identifying a harmful media in our culture and trying to do something about it, much like Clear the Airways Project and these other groups are trying to address this violent, misogynistic music and that is targeting black people in their community. So let me just read some of the pushback against this. You have a woman by the name of Amanda McKelvey says, pulling a magazine that empowers women to talk about sex in a healthy and positive way is counterproductive. Not only does Cosmo publish articles about sex and relationship, it also discusses politics, health news, and so much more. Don't de-emphasize that important work, Walmart. Ashley Spencer, she says, the argument that hiding Cosmo from Walmart shoppers will foster a culture that will respect women and ensure their dignity is understood is absolutely infuriating. And let me see one more. I'll share one more. Walmart is using Me Too as an excuse to stop selling Cosmopolitan in checkout lines is pretty ridiculous. Censoring frank information about sex feeds into rape culture by denying girls knowledge about their sexuality and choices they can make for themselves. So that their description of what Cosmopolitan is putting out is very different from what we just heard from the spokeswoman from the National Center Against Sexual Exploitation. I should also point out that Cosmopolitan is not being removed from Walmart stores. It's being removed from the checkout line, as we heard the spokeswoman say. And I agree with her that they're being hit with the sexually objectifying images children are as they go through the checkout lines with their parents and what have you. So Walmart isn't going to stop selling the magazine. They're just going to relocate it to where all their other magazines are. So do you see any validity in these people complaining about this magazine being removed from the checkout lines?
Well, they have the right to complain, and they talked about responsible sexual education. And I'll go back to Nicki Garbage on the cover. And, you know, she has a song out right now with Cardi B and the Migos called Motorsport. And in that song, she brags about, she says, all your friends are dead. They can get hit with the Uzi. Then she goes on to say, and to rhyme, get you a straw in, you know this pee is juicy. And so she's, and get you a straw and use it for oral sex with her. And when they use the P word in the song, they don't, you know, I'm editing right now as I speak with you, but they just, nowadays they can just scramble and just take a little piece of the P out with the technology, and the rest of the U, the SS, everything else is left in. And so that's not responsible. So, you know, they have a right to, but, you know, just keeping it real. I mean, when I was younger, Jet Magazine was in the, on the shelves, you know, leading out of the stores, and you may have seen them too. And I'd open them up every chance I got and look at the first thing I go to is Lamont, the brother from the Fifth Dimension's pictures of the sisters in the bathing suits in the middle of it, and the top 100 songs or the top 25 songs or 20 songs they had on the countdown. So, I mean, so they are available to people to look at and just browse at the front. But then I don't read Cosmopolitan. I'm sure you don't either, but you know, I mean, that's what they do, and they must have some validity to it because Walmart went along with them and took them away. But we just wish that we as a people that CEMOTAP, the people who work with CEMOTAP, people will work, which is a committee to eliminate media offensive to African people, or people will work with Rage Against the Ratchet or Clear the Airways Project or the National Black Leadership Alliance or Do Better Now or any other organization that's working to get this horrific, embarrassing, dangerous music off these radio stations that is adversely affecting the people.
Going back to your comments about Jet Magazine, in fairness to Jet Magazine, you had to open it up. You know, it was pretty much a centerfold. Yes. So, you know, I am familiar with Jet Magazine, but it was very rare that you would see, you know, these half-dressed women on the covers. And other retailers have also had the same reaction to Cosmopolitan or gotten complaints about Cosmopolitan and removed them from the checkout lines or either treated them like pornography magazines and put a cover on. Now, this person from the Huffington Post also included in this article, it says other retailers have moved to relocate or block Cosmo's racy covers in the past, though they didn't invoke the Me Too movement while doing so. In 2000, supermarket giant Kroger installed blinders on some of the magazine covers in 2,200 stores. So Me Too movement did not exist in the year 2000. Okay, it just came out. So she's being a little bit disingenuous here with her slant about that. So again, why do you think that people want to ignore the impact of media? Why is it that these people do not see a problem with the objectification of women through images? I don't understand it. I mean, I think the science and the studies have been done that media absolutely does have an influence on the minds of the masses, you know, to partially quote Malcolm X, but that has been backed up by studies. I don't understand. If we want to change the culture, why isn't it that they don't want to change the media when media plays such a big role in the culture?
I was talking to Bob Law yesterday. We were discussing the use of the N-bombs in this music. And he said, and he mentioned that these rappers continuously use that word. They continuously drop N-bombs, say the N-word, so that they can assure their white managers that they're not talking about their daughters with their misogynistic content, that they're not talking about their sons when they rap about shooting and killing people and blowing somebody's head off and shooting them in the back. That, you know, so it's a thing. It's racially motivated, brother. I mean, you know, we look at iHeart, the recently bankrupt iHeart that went bankrupt, filed bankruptcy but they've been morally bankrupt for a while. They got 850 stations around the country, and the stations that they have, the licenses that they have that specifically target the young African community with the slop hop music, they've been morally bankrupt in those stations, and they constantly give us messages of shooting each other, of killing each other, of being a stripper, of calling our women B's, H's, and thots, and dropping N-bombs on us. It doesn't stop. It's constant in these stations. I travel around the country, and I catch these iHeart stations, these no-heart stations, these, and that's what they do to us. And so we have to understand that it is incumbent upon us to organize and put a stop to it. They are not. And this is even with this Me Too movement, which is with as much momentum that the Me Too movement has, with as much momentum as the children who are speaking out against, are speaking out for gun reform has, they are ignoring the fact that this music is so horrible that's constantly played on these radio stations in these urban areas, in these containment areas where we struggle to survive this country. They know exactly what they're doing. You know the impact. They know the impact. And we have to become more aware of it and put a stop to it, bro. I mean, like what I just said about the Nicki Minaj song. There's a song right now with Cardi B and this rapper named 21 Savage where she just straight up says, I got your B, I got your bitch on Molly. And they just, you can hear him say the B word. Cardi put the P on Offset. He says he takes his rubber off and puts hot sauce on her titties. Blatantly, just blatant, you know, no morals, bro. It's just tough to believe that they're allowed to play this crap. And what's even tougher to believe is that we have not put a stop to it yet.
I would agree with you, Brother Kwabena. And again, that's why I feel like the work that you are engaged in is very, very important. The last thing that I would describe some of this music that's coming out from artists such as Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, would you use something like sexually empowering? You know, do you think it's sexually empowering young women to hear this type of garbage?
So that's the same stuff we got from Lil' Kim 18, 20 years ago. They were saying that's empowering us. And people say right now, well, Cardi B is not in the strip club anymore. Well, she's taking what she was doing in the strip club and put it out for everybody, for our children to hear. Our children can't get in the strip club. But now they are because of this music that's out there. It's empowering, all right. It's empowering us in our community to fall deeper into an abyss. That's what it's empowering us to normalize the degradation and the mistreatment of black women and the lives of black men. That's what it's empowering us to do. And those who control it, like I said earlier, you know, they allow the dropping of those N-bombs so much because, again, it assures them that they're not talking about their daughters and their sons, just ours. And so we have this thing, bro, we're doing called No Destructive Music. No Destructive Music, hashtag No Destructive Music. It started on the 20th of March, and it ends on Malcolm's birthday. You spoke of Malcolm earlier. It's a 60-day moratorium on buying, on purchasing, on dancing to, or listening to this ratchet, dangerous music.
Where can people find more information that they perhaps can share on social media to spread awareness about this moratorium on this dangerous media?
Clear the Airways Project, search that. And also we're working with the National Black Leadership Alliance, nationalblackleadershipalliance.org, and on Twitter also. And those are the ways that we got articles coming out concerning this. Scotty, and we appreciate you, brother, for so long allowing us to share this information. You've probably been our biggest partner with getting this information out over the last several years. But we're having a struggle with getting the message out, man. I mean, getting the message out to the people and getting black media to take this and say, hey, this is an issue. And it is an issue. People don't deny it. It's a big issue. But let's talk about it. You know, Seko Odinga, a political prisoner, former Black Panther, talked about the gap between the youth and the adults and the elders, and that gap in terms of our communication that didn't happen before, that we got to bridge that gap. We got to stop that gap. And that's what's happening in the music. A lot of adults say, I don't listen to that. We were with some fourth and fifth graders at an African-centered school at Marcus Garvey School in Los Angeles last week. And we talked to them about this music, and they got it. I told them, if Young Metro don't trust you, and they knew right away, I'm going to shoot you. Well, the instructors didn't know. They hadn't heard that. When I said I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, they responded right away. Shooters ready to gun you down.
Wow.
The instructors didn't know there was a song out right now that's in hot rotation that repeats 18 times in the song that I am ready to gun you down, that's played on black radio, that directly attacks them. So we as adults have to understand, we have to monitor this crap that our children are listening to, that's being force-fed to our children, and put a stop to it.
I most certainly agree with you, Brother Kwabena. How can people get in touch with you if they would like to find out how they can assist your very important movement?
Our movement, you can catch us on clearairwaves@gmail.com. And you know how to get a hold of us via Facebook and via other mediums, but the best way is clearairwaves, as in ocean waves, @gmail.com. And Scotty, I know you got to go, man, but just one other thing. I was in Las Vegas recently, right around the Mandalay Bay Hotel. And remember what happened outside about 6 months ago at that outdoor concert?
Yes, with Steve and Patty.
Yes, well, killed all those people. 59 people were killed and hundreds were shot. And that was a billboard for Rick Ross to be in concert there last week. This is the type of music he puts out, but he only deals with shooting and killing black people. So they brought him to the Mandalay Bay. And in Las Vegas, they're playing Rockstar by Post Malone and 21 Savage in hot rotation. The number one song in the country, by the way, for young black people. And actually the number one song for, I think, for white folks, too. Where he says he'll come up on your block with the Uzi and make that thing go rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. And that's what they're playing constantly on these radio stations, affecting everybody.
Well, we certainly have a lot of work to do, but I am confident that if we just stay committed with our education efforts and also the efforts to, which is something that you all have done to address these city councils to get involved in policing these public airwaves. So again, I want to thank you for taking the time out to speak with us today, Brother Kwabena, and keep up the great work.
Appreciate you, Scotty. We'll be in touch, brother.
This has been Scotty Reed of BTR News reporting. Support independent media today by giving a tax-deductible donation to the Black Talk Media Project, which has been providing public digital media since 2008.